Greetings and welcome to Monday Mastery Moment, a moment where we elevate our consciousness and connect our thoughts and behaviors to the witness of the divine power of God for our professional success as leaders. Thank you for joining me. I'm thankful for your participation and presence in this time of dedicated prayer for leaders amongst leaders. The aim here is to connect our higher level of consciousness with our natural reality as we grow as industry leaders. I'm praying with and for world-class leaders, day ones, one of ones, culture shapers, world changers, empire builders, history makers, kingdom catalysts, gatekeepers, moguls, and innovators. Together, we are releasing anxiety, increasing our productivity, improving our conditions, giving ourselves options, and growing closer in relationship to God through the distinct power of prayer. In this space, you are welcomed, you are safe, supported, valued, and appreciated. Thank you for joining me. I am Dionne Marie. I am the Lux Ambassador. I advise new C-suite executives in mastering the transition from employee to driving the development and deployment of an attainable vision and sustainable value as an employer. I am the woman that takes you to the next level. Today, we are honoring pricing strategies. When it comes to pricing, businesses can either keep their prices low to attract more customers or give their products aspirational value by pricing them beyond what most ordinary customers could afford. If companies plan to keep their prices low, they will need to sell a much higher volume of products as the profit margins are usually very low. For companies who choose to price their products beyond the reach of ordinary customers, they are able to maintain the exclusivity of their product while retaining a large profit margin per product. As a leader, it is up to you to honor the pricing strategy that makes the most sense for your industry, region, and customer base. Now, let's prepare our mind and our heart and soul. And with your mind free of the noise of your day, take a moment to come in direct and intentional alignment as a limitless being. Knowing God is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient, fully and genuinely commit yourself to be actively present in this prayer, petition, connection, conversation with God experience. Center yourself right now, right here in this special moment. Join me in prayer and intentionally quiet your mind. Silence your urges to be distracted. Now release yourself to God. Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 through 7 say, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Let us pray. God, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you, O God. We lift you up and we magnify you. We exalt you, O God. We come into your courts with thanksgiving. We come to you right now with our hearts open, with our minds open, ready to receive from you, O God. God, help us to see things as they are versus how we are. God, help us to be decisive and disciplined in how we see things. Help guide our thoughts toward seeing the necessary versus how we feel. Take us out of our feelings and place us squarely in the mode of operating with attention to the details of current affairs while being mindful of long-term goals. Keep us grounded in available opportunities and resources that bring dynamic growth. Let us not lose hope in our vision and the version of the future as we work diligently to make effective decisions in our present. Let our steps forward be steady and intentional, God. Prepare our heart to rest in your promises of good success. Strengthen us, protect us, and speak to us in a way that we can clearly comprehend and take appropriate action. Help us see in the spirit what others cannot. Help us see beyond the horizon of the natural. Help us, God. Let us be ever mindful to express our gratitude for being a part of your master plan. Thank you, God, for seeing us. Thank you, God, for seeing how we can contribute to the betterment of our communities and the lives of our stakeholders. God, we know that our leadership, our opportunities, our resources, our advancement is because of you. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you for being God and God all by yourself. Thank you for each and every opportunity that you have given to us thus far. And where you're taking us, where you're guiding us, where you're pushing us into the next dimension, oh God, where you're taking us to the next level in you, oh God, we thank you. We thank you that you are taking us higher, that you are taking us further, that you are expanding our horizon, God. We thank you right now that what we see, right now, oh God, is things as they are. Help us to see the present as we look forward to the future, oh God. Let us not skip over these moments. Let us not skip past what is happening now. God, help us. Help us so that we don't lose sight. Help us, oh God, to see now. To see now. While we're making moves and going places and doing things to be ready for the future. Help us to see now. Help us to see the tiny details, oh God, where we need to place the dots on the I's and cross the T's, oh God, so that we can make right decisions. So that we can feel and know that you are God. So we're not making missteps, having misunderstandings, and being misplaced, putting our time and energy where it's not necessary, offering our gifts and using our skills where it's not necessary. God, help us. Help us to see now. Help us to see what is as well as what can be. God, we need you. We adore you. We adore you, oh God. And we know that all things are possible with you. We know that you strengthen us. And in this moment, as we see now, God, we know that you're with us. We know that you love us. We know that you're keeping us and you're protecting us, guiding us and helping us. Thank you, God. Thank you for all that you are and all that we are becoming. Amen and amen. Psalm 66 and 19 says, "But truly God has listened. God has attended to the voice of my prayer." Courage. I pray that you are blessed with courage on this week, the courage to be yourself, to do the hard things, to reimagine your expectations, and the courage to be the best person you can be to yourself. I declare blessings in your soul, your mind, your body, your workspaces, and platforms. I declare that you are blessed when you come and where you go. I declare you will have peace with your colleagues, coworkers, subordinates, staff, and executives. I thank you, God, for your covering your believers in meetings, on travel, and in the execution of their daily task. Ashe and amen. May God bless your pursuit of the next highest level of success and keep you safe from harm, evil, danger, and overzealous authorities. Peace to you, my friends. Please subscribe to Monday Mastery Moment on any podcast platform of your choice, including but not limited to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Let's keep starting your week together in a moment of dedicated prayer. Enjoy a blessed day and a completely wonderful week. You have mastered this moment. Be blessed. And be a blessing.